With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going to get Michael on from lovebots.com. All the XR brands. His product, the Bang & Bench, is one of many extreme sex tools and different items that he has. You've really hit the end. You've not saved anything for last. You've gone all the way through all the fun
stuff.
No,
your pacing is way off.
Like, you've gone through it. This website is so fantastic. Extreme restraints. All the categories, men, women, BDSM. If it goes in you, on you, ties you down, has a motor, they've got every orifice pummeler. This is a three-pronged anal speculum.
Yes.
I don't know what happened. In your childhood, you want to look inside another person's butthole.
Because two prongs weren't enough. Yeah, no.
But who am I?
Yeah. Dude, makes you happy.
You're all adults. Look at this one. There's that one you were talking about, the open mouth ring gag.
Yeah.
I don't know what one does with that.
Oh.
I suppose. You can play.
Keeps your lady from saying no.
A new kind of, what they call that game, cornhole.
Yeah. The internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information. Technology. E-commerce. And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're
we find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now. As we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
My, oh my, Michael, this doesn't seem to be for beginners.
Well, we have products for beginners, but yeah, no, our owner started Extreme Restraints in 1999, and the concept was we don't yuck anybody's yum. So you've got something you're into.
We don't yuck anyone's yum. Hey, man, don't yuck my yum. That's fantastic.
True. I mean, you would be, I'm a pretty conservative guy, actually. Wife works for IBM Research and the whole deal, but gets the full. So some of the things go. My point was some things go far beyond what I'm willing to do sure. myself as well. But again, we have it all. We have about 2,000 items, dolls, all the way down to $2, little vibrators. So
yeah, it's everything, and it's some of the stuff. And I've been around a moment. I've seen some stuff, my friend. And some of these, I was like, I didn't even know that one existed. I didn't know we needed a three-prong anal speculum.
and those sell really well. I mean, again, the one thing that I will say is if you see it on our site, it sells, because I sell globally. I don't sell anything in the U.S. personally. So if it doesn't sell really well, it doesn't stay on the website. So, I mean, that means that we sell 100,000.
Who would you say nationally the dirtiest of the dirty? Would you say either the Japanese or the Germans?
globally, yeah. Honestly, I'd say it's the Germans.
The
craziest show I've ever seen in the world was in Berlin. We're talking full nudity on stage, toy demonstrations over the PA system, that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, these guys, I mean, they're the original Scheisse fans. I mean, these guys, Germans, they're for real about this. They get weird fast, and the machines are what fascinate me, too.
Yeah, they're really, really hot right now, particularly. They've been hot for several years, but they're so big now, we're making kind of our own. You know, traditionally, a lot of them, they're made in China. We have various different permutations through the industry, but we're now making stuff that's very custom for ourselves just because they sell so well and people are so interested. And again, this is all over the world. I do all of my selling in Australia, Europe, and Africa, and so it's every area of the world is a little different, obviously, but we all love sex, that's for sure.
Sure, of course. It's the reason we go to work. It's the reason we have jobs, the reason we take a bath. Otherwise, I'd be just a stinky, hairy guy living under a bridge eating soup out of a can.
Right. That is exactly what I say too. It's one of those things. If I didn't have that goal in my life, I don't know what I'd do.
So. You know what? It'd be peaceful, nice, easy. Our entire, there'd be no more wars. We just lay around, do nothing.
No stress. Yeah.
Laugh. Ah, you're my friend. Yeah. You're my friend.
But you'd be stunned what they buy. We make the biggest dildo in the world. It's 30 inches tall. It's called Moby.
Moby, of course.
And yeah. And they're bought very frequently. Last year, it was a senior prank in like four high schools that toy was involved with. So we learned about. So yeah, it is definitely an interesting, different world. I am from the mainstream world, so I've
Moby.
Was relatively,
how big is Moby?
Relatively muted.
How big is Moby?
30 inches tall. It weighs about 72 pounds.
Well, smack my ass and call me Ishmael.
Yeah. Now, obviously, that one's more decoration. It's a little less, you know, I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that could use it, but it is made like a regular dildo, so it's usable if somebody could actually do it. But I will tell you, our biggest usable item is 5 inches in diameter, and it's for the rear end.
So yeah.
It gives you an idea of what's capable.
So there's all these machines, and we've all seen them in porn and online and stuff. But here's the one interesting one. This is how you should sell. It's very green. Uses no energy. Its carbon footprint is quite low. The banging bench. And now, are you going to send us one of these banging bench to give away to somebody?
We are absolutely going to send you one so you can give it away or test it out or whatever you want to do. Yeah, we actually have two versions of that. One of them is you mount a dildo, and it's a bench that you crouch over, and it's got some spring to it so that you can bounce on top of it. We also have one that's a full sex machine as well that goes down there so that you don't have to do any work. But yeah, the banging bench, they're both called banging bench. That's why I say.
Gotcha.
But yeah, the original banging bench is, it is definitely very green and a super popular item because it's reasonably priced, but it gives you kind of the sex toy feel for, you know, not sex toy money or sex machine money, let's say.
Right. And so it's got two elastic straps, and the girl would squat over it. Mm-hmm. And as her weight carries her down or her bounce carries her down, that stays in position. So obviously you're going to want to really keep your aim true and together because you might get something accidentally in the wrong spot.
Correct. Yeah. But the nice thing about that, too, is you can take that little red thing out, which is the mount for the dildo, and put a head down there, a face down there, and service someone from there as well. It's called queening.
It's called, I'm sorry, what?
So if,
it's called what?
It's called queening.
Queening?
Queening.
I don't think I want to do that.
You service, it's traditionally a man servicing a woman.
All right, well,
from
maybe
there, so his head would be down there instead of the dildo sometimes. So they use it for that as well.
Well, no, I'd probably be okay with that. I don't know. I just don't like the term queening.
Yeah.
Queening. It just feels like something else is going to happen to me.
Or it sounds like you have a speech impediment. Right. She needs to be cleaned. She needs a queening.
You're so dirty. You need a good queening. Yes.
You're treating her like a queen. Yeah.
Not you just, you were out jogging. And I think you need a good queening.
You need a good queening.
Yeah. Yeah. So these come, the ones without the motor are super affordable. They're $120. And the stretchy straps, easy to control, they say. And does this come with a dildo and attachment and suction cup and all that business?
It does not. And the reason that we did that is because the size differential of people that wanted this was everything from a 5-incher to a 12-incher. So we kept it cheap and allowed them to buy their own sized dildo for that.
That's a fantastic way to tell me it's going to cost extra.
Right. Well, no, it's funny. It's true, we look at those things, and because we sell globally, the desire is all over the place. We'd actually prefer to give one just because we don't want anybody to accidentally leave the store when it's not complete, but you know how it is.
Yeah, there's so much stuff in this. Even at this point in my life, I thought, there's nothing I haven't seen. I'm just flipping through here while we're talking. I'm like, yeah, no, I've never seen that, never seen that. I kind of want to get one of the machines for the studio here just to punish people with. Be like, that's sorry, buddy. That's 30 seconds on the F machine with a ramrod. It'd be a great way to keep salespeople out of the studio.
It's true. The only way I'll talk to you is if you sit on that for a minute.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you got. If you can take that, I can take you. You got about. I'd say you got about a minute and a half, right? And who buys these machines? Is it mostly porn movie guys, gay men, straight women? Who?
Tends to be straight women and couples. Now, obviously, it depends on the toy itself. We have several toys that are male focused, so that would obviously be a little different. But tends to be the average person. We don't sell as many to the porn world as you would think. They can make their own arrangements traditionally. So it tends to be standard people. We sell. I mean, Amazon. The business on Amazon is amazing now for sex toys. So. It sells everywhere. We have, there are lines in Target and Walmart now, and they're, so it's everybody that's buying it, truly. And we've seen that particularly during this standstill, the slowdown. Business overall over the world, doesn't matter, has gone massively up. New Zealand up 70%, Holland up 80%. So, it shows that it's, everybody, and now that we have a lot of free time on our hands, suppose there's a lot more. So
lovebots.com, lovebots.com, and how many of these machines would you say you sell a month? I know that you have many different ones, but would you say you sell 100 different ones?
Hundreds? In the hundreds. Yeah, for sure. It's all over the place. We have items that we sell 10,000 a month, and we have items that we sell, just several hundred. So,
what would you say you sell 10,000 of? What's so popular that you sell 10,000 a month?
If you would believe it, right now, strapless strap-ons.
Oh, like the Fieldo?
Fieldo, yeah.
The ones that you can put it into. It tends to be for two or a woman to use on somebody else.
Yeah,
she can insert it within herself, and then just like she has.
It's like a trailer hitch.
Male part.
Yeah, it's like a trailer hitch.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. So, yeah.
Well, I've seen
description. I'm going to use that from now on.
Yeah, because that's the only way I could think to explain it to somebody. I'm like, they're like, how does it stay there? I'm like, it's like a trailer hitch, man. Like, it's a two and three quarters inch ball.
But honestly, I thought we'd sell, 1,000 a year or something like that before I got in this business, and you'd be stunned. It's one of those that it's we have number one product in the world, and I don't know, 20,000.
The most expensive machine I saw was $2,100. I'm sure there are more, but the one I saw was $2,100. Now, do these people pay for all up front? Are you guys finance? What do you guys do?
No, we don't, but that tends not to be a problem. Some of the people that are doing these, like the perfect example are the dolls. There are people in the industry that they're famous for the doll purchasing. And when somebody launches a doll, often they'll do a doll style, but it's in four races. So if you want Asian or you want, African-American or you want whatever, well, there are people that will come in and buy all four, and these are $3,000 dolls. So, there are definitely people who spend real money on this stuff.
I just saw the $2,000 Thumping Theo Fantasy Love doll.
Yeah.
Fake hair.
All four races of every shape that comes out. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Oh, isn't it fun to find when you find out as far as sex goes and toys and different things like that, that you don't see a lot of racists in when they're horny?
No. It's not. You don't see it at all, man. I've had an 82-year-old woman ask me for product samples on a plane before, where I was afraid to tell her what I did for a living. And before it was all said and done, she's asking me for product samples to use with her husband. So, it truly is. It's everybody. I used to be really shy about saying, get into an Uber in some city. It's what do you do? I sell sex toys. Now I do it because it starts the greatest conversation in the world because everybody is interested. I've never had anybody be offended or not want to talk about it or in years.
No, of course, because that's the thing about sex that always I end up thinking about it at the end of the show if we do, like a guest like you. By the way, his name's Michael. He's from lovebots.com, B-O-T-Z. It's the strongest urge we have. It's why we get up. It's why we go home. It's why we care about what clothes we wear, why stay in shape, what we do, how we're perceived. It really is the basis, at least for men, it truly is.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, think of the simplicity when you don't have to worry about it anymore. You've got your own machine at home that takes care of your needs if the night isn't successful at the bar or whatever. So.
Well, how about this? By the way, T, I know you love the sexy superhero fantasy love doll. Hey, do you guys ever get, like, factory seconds of those, like, you just can't sell? Because for years, you got to hear me out. This is, I swear to God, this is true. I want a hyper-realistic one just at parties in my house to leave in the downstairs bathroom, like sitting, one disposable, on the toilet with her panties down. So every time someone opens the door, they think they're walking in on somebody.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find something. I don't know if what we've got around here or not, but we might have something. You never know.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be anatomically correct or anything like that. But for years, I've been trying to find one. Just to leave it looking out the window so my neighbor's like, what in the hell is going on over there?
They're going to think you have somebody trapped in your basement or something.
Are you kidding me? I'll spell help and lipstick backwards on the window and just have her staring out the top window. That'd be fantastic.
You've probably seen it. There are people that take these on dates. I have been in a restaurant in Australia where the guy was on a date with his doll.
Do they pretend that they talk back?
They buy them drinks. Like, she had a second drink. I paid attention because it was something that I did. But it was one of those, like, yeah, he got her a second drink. Like, I thought that was really interesting.
Oh, my God. The only way that could be better and weirder is if he looked at you and said, I got to get her home between drinks 3 and 5 or else she loses it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they actually have created that. They now have AI that will turn you down if you want it. If, like, that's one of your
fetishes, your thing?
Yeah, if that's your thing, though. They have AI. I mean, these are we don't sell them, but they're $50,000-$60,000 items right now. But they'll, again, if that's your goal, it'll turn you down.
Let me tell you, anybody listening that's your thing, your fetish is getting turned down, I have an ex-girlfriend I'll introduce you to.
A lot of wives out there and husbands, probably.
Yeah. All right, listen, Michael, I think you're a goddamn genius, and you're doing the Lord's work.
I appreciate it. We enjoy what we do, obviously. So
listen, we're gonna have you on all the time. Send us that stuff. We'll review it and we'll give it away to some lucky lady, and then we'll have her review it for us as well.
Perfect. And I will, of course, make sure I send a couple appropriate dildos with it. So
you're a good man. All right, you stay there, my friend. Lovebots.com. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.